Welcome to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific and online at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. ...2024 Academy Award nominee for Best Documentary Short, Nai Nai and Weipo, is a personal love letter from first-generation Taiwanese-American director Sean Wang to his grandmothers. Sean turns the camera on his grandmas, Nai Nai and Weipo, who are inseparable best friends and roommates in their 80s and 90s. The film captures their daily life in hilarious and unexpected ways as they dance, stretch, and fart their sorrows away, eventually giving way to a poignant meditation on lives that are marked by both joy and pain. Again, the film is called Nai Nai and Weipo, and we're joined today by the director, Sean Wang, as well as the producer, Sam Davis. To both of you, welcome to Film School Radio.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Hey, thank you for being here. Well, congratulations on a very warm and inviting film that does really hit all the right notes and in terms of just pulling you into their story, into their lives. Sean, I'll start with you in terms of you have obviously a background in filmmaking. What was it about them and their lives and your life that you decided you wanted to do something with them?
I think the short of it is that they're so full of joy and life and humanity and this infectious childlike youthfulness, even though they're 86 and 96 years old now. And as a filmmaker, when I feel such heightened emotions, I think there's always something to tap into there. And I think in this case, I had moved home to the Bay Area where they're living and where I'm from originally in the spring of 2021. And I was getting to, you know, experience life with them, all of the joy, all of the sort of mundane rhythms. And that was kind of juxtaposed by a lot of the rising anti-Asian sentiments and anti-Asian hate crimes that are happening in our country at the time, but especially in the Bay Area. And so it was that duality of extreme anger and extreme joy that felt like there's something here for me and Sam to use our skills to try and create an antidote to all of that anger. And to us, that was creating a holistic, three-dimensional portrait of my grandmothers as humans. All the joy and silliness and humor, but also the melancholy and loneliness and pain and desire that they feel so deeply that I feel, that Sam feels, but you know, they have even more stories than we do.
Sam Davis, you and Sean have worked together in the past. And what was it about this particular project when he approached you about working on it? What did you think?
I had seen Nai Nai and Weipo in a video that Sean had made a few years earlier called A Christmas Card, in which Nai Nai and Weipo essentially murder Sean because he refuses blueberries. And they tie him up and they light red envelopes on fire and they dispose of him in the backyard. And it's hilarious. And then at the end, it says Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. I had met Nai Nai and Weipo in person just over the years, getting to know Sean and his family. But seeing that, a conversation started between Sean and I, kind of a long conversation about what else we could do with them, because there was certainly more there. And of course, beyond the silliness, you know, that he had captured with this sort of skit video, we knew that there was a lot of depth to also unpack. And so I think Sean sort of used the camera as a means to go deeper with his grandmas than he ever had before. You know, it sort of created this excuse to ask questions that you wouldn't necessarily ask at the dinner table, in addition to just being a little obnoxious and very silly and bringing that youthful spirit out in them, like Sean mentioned.
It sounds like obviously they were comfortable in front of a camera, as Sam was describing. But was there any trepidation? What did they put any parameters around this, Sean, in terms of what you could ask them or what they wanted to talk about?
No parameters, which makes me think that Sam and I should have pushed the envelope a little more. We should have gotten a little more risque, you know.
Well, they both seem very comfortable with each other, certainly, but also in front of a camera. Is it a matter of when you get to a certain age, you don't really worry about the non-essentials? You don't worry about what the outside world might think of you? Do you think that's part of it?
Yeah, but I also think it's trust. You know, I think Sam, you know, sort of likes to say that as a documentarian, the most important thing you can have is an intimacy and an access. And I think nobody could have made this movie the way that we could have because of that special relationship that I have with my grandmothers, where, yeah, we're doing really silly things and we're kind of playing dress up and we're doing these skits. But at the end of the day, it was always in good spirits. You know, we were doing stuff that was fun, but we knew that I would never do anything to make them look bad. You know, there's a lot of laughter, but it was always, we're bringing people into this, you know, sort of silly collaboration that we have. It's a group effort. And I think it was that sort of 120% trust to be like, we're making something together. If people laugh, they're laughing with us, not at us.
Sam, in the process of making the film, I know you were the cinematographer on this as well, but in the process of making this film, at what point did you see what you had and you and Sean sat down and said, you know, we should start entering this into festivals, get sort of qualified for something that could happen with the film? Did you have a, was there a moment, or did you just know you were going to do this from the beginning?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, Sean. I'm not sure what your memory of this is exactly, but I definitely at a pretty early stage saw something very special in this. You know, I think pretty much immediately when we started shooting, and I thought it would be special even before we began shooting. Yeah, I don't want to sound overconfident, but there was a conversation where even very early on when we were filming, I told Sean that I thought this film could go very far, and I knew even though we were making it really for us, and it was so intimate, it felt like a film school project or something. The way we were doing it with a, you know, no budget and such a small team, but I always thought that there would be a universality to it that would appeal to film festivals and beyond. As far as like Disney coming into the picture and the Academy Awards, it's very difficult, obviously, to have imagined everything that's happened since. But I think there was always a confidence in the foundation of the project in both Sean and I that what we had was very special to us and would, you know, therefore resonate with the wider audience.
Sam and I wore like two different types of producer hats on this, where I was in like the nitty gritty and Sam was like, oh, this is going to be so good. People are going to love this. And I was like, yeah, okay, but it's not done yet. Like, I'm still editing the movie, but we knew it was special.
I was just going to say, I had been through the process once before in 2019, almost 5 years ago, with a film called Period End of Sentence that was in the documentary short category and won. And so there was that thought had crossed my mind, you know, after the film won at South by Southwest, which was a huge, you know, a real, really positive indicator of the way the film was going to be received. And so, yeah, I've been thinking big picture for a little while.
But just want to remind our listeners, we're speaking with Sean Wang and Sam Davis. They are the team that put this wonderful documentary together, Nai Nai and Wai Po, that has been nominated for an Oscar for Best Documentary Short. What are they going to do on Oscar night? Where are they going to be, Sean?
They're going to be at the Oscars.
Yeah. Okay. Way to go. God, what a night that'll be. What incredible. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I was just saying that there are dates. So there, or maybe we're there dates, but they'll be with us on.
Or Nai Nai is Waipo's date and Sam is my date. We're going to be sisters and brothers.
That's funny.
They're the grandmas and they're working with a very high profile Hollywood styling team to do their looks. And Sean and I are going to be, it's a little intimidating to have to stand next to them on the red carpet. But that's okay. We'll happily be in there.
What a great night for all of you, for your family, and for anyone associated with the film. Just to be nominated. Of course, everyone says just to be nominated is an honor, but nonetheless, it's a very endearing, really terrific film. So my congratulations to both of you on your work, and all the best on March 10th. Hope it all works out. So thank you very, very much for your time today. Again, the film is called Nai Nai and Wai Po. We've been speaking with Sean Wang, who is the director and editor, and Sam Davis, who is producer and cinematographer. And I'm sure you all wore all different kinds of hats over the course of the production of this film. But thank you so very much for spending some time with us here on Film School Radio.
Thank you, Mike, for having us. Thank you, people, for listening.
You've been listening to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films. You can find out more about the program at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Film School Radio.